Okay, this is a bit tough one for me to read. Chapter 49, The Leslie Cheung Story. I dedicate this chapter to the memory of Mr. Leslie Cheung, who suffered from depression and committed suicide on April 1st, 2003, and to all of the people who suffer from depression. My heart goes out to all of you. I'll never forget that day that I worked with you, Leslie, when you walked into our, I was having my makeup put on, and you did your little goof on me. And you know, your little goofing on me that day made me feel welcome, and I needed that because, believe me, I was nervous as hell. May you rest in peace, Mr. Cheung, and boy, am I heartbroken. I was cast in my first Hong Kong movie called Mad Mission 5, The Terracotta Hit, as the foreign boss, and it was a very good role, to say the least. Hell, it was a featured role. I got a lot of scenes and lines and worked with nothing but the top movie stars at that time in Hong Kong, who I have to say treated me with kindness and respect and made me feel like I really belonged. Thanks, everyone. You guys are class acts. Anyway, I was on the set that first day of shooting and was having makeup put on, and a good-looking Hong Kong Chinese guy walked into the room, came over to me as I was sitting in the makeup chair getting all dolled up, and he proceeds to place his thumb as hard as he can right near my groin with a huge smile on his face, and he says, "Hey, nice to see you." I had never met this guy before, nor did I know who he was, but that little gesture really broke the ice and helped me to relax. I immediately liked him. He made me feel like I belonged. I didn't know it at the time, but he just happened to be Hong Kong's biggest star, and I didn't have a clue who he was. I'll never forget that little moment as long as I live. I was a Westerner, or a Guailo, as we were referred to in Hong Kong, and that little goofing around really lifted me up. It made me feel like I belonged, like I was a part of the deal. That day was one of the greatest days of my life. Go figure. And just to think anyone seeing me leave New York for Hong Kong under the circumstances would have referred to me as an idiot. If any youngins out there happen to be reading this, don't ever let anyone tell you. Excuse me for a second. Oh, my God. Let me do that again. If any youngins out there happen to be reading this, don't ever let anyone tell you that what you're doing is stupid if your heart is in the right place. If you do, you'll never get anywhere. Anyway, at the time, I didn't know who the guy was that had just played that little joke on me. I would find out later that his name was Leslie Cheung and that he was one of Hong Kong's biggest stars, if not the biggest star, and was, in fact, famous throughout Asia. So, as I was researching the various Hong Kong movies that I was in for this memoir, I Googled Leslie Cheung and found out that he had committed suicide on April 1st, 2003. It nearly took my breath away. I was shocked and saddened and decided to look for any scenes that we had together in the movie Aces Go Places 5, The Terracotta Hit. So I found the movie on the internet and then found the scenes that Leslie and I were in together and watched all of those terrific scenes and grabbed some screenshots for the book. I'll tell you this about those scenes that he and I had together. Wow. Was he dynamite? And I'm not just saying that. Take a look at the screenshots, and you can see that he was having such a good time with the role he was playing. I consider him a great actor, and it was really a thrill to watch those scenes that I had with Leslie, especially since it was the first time I'd ever seen him. In the screenshots, you can see him hamming it up. In the first screenshot, he's asking me, "Where's the girl?" because I have his girl locked up. And then I ask him, "Where's my sword?" because he has my sword, my magic sword. And we go back and forth arguing. It was such a great little scene, and I feel honored to have worked with him. When I read that he had suffered from depression, it made me think of all the people that suffer from depression, and what a terrible thing for any human being to have to deal with. May you rest in peace, Mr. Cheung, and thank you for the joy that you brought to the set that time we worked together in Aces Go Places 5. You were a star, and yet you treated me like an equal. What a nice guy you were, and what a class act. I feel for you and your family, and I can't even imagine the pain that you went through. May you rest in peace. I put together some screenshots from a couple of the scenes that Leslie and I had together. I've also included some information regarding Leslie Cheung that I got from the Wikipedia website. I love you, Leslie. I got this from Wikipedia. Leslie Cheung Kwok Wing, born Cheung Fat Cheung, 12 September 1956 to April 1st, 2003, was a Hong Kong singer and actor. He is considered one of the founding fathers of cantopop for achieving huge success in both film and music. Chung debuted in 1977, receiving numerous music awards, including Most Popular Male Artist Awards at the 1988 and 1989 Jade Solid Gold Best 10 Music Awards. In 1989, Chung announced his retirement from the music industry as a pop singer. Returning to the music scene after a five-year hiatus, Chung released his chart-topping comeback album, Most Beloved, which achieved huge market success. In 1999, he won the Golden Needle Award for his outstanding achievement as a musician at the RTHK Top 10 Gold Songs Awards, and his 1984 hit song, Monica, was voted as Hong Kong's Song of the Century. He was honored as Asia's biggest superstar at the 2000 CCTV MTV Music Honors. Chung won the 1991 Hong Kong Film Festival Award, Days of Being Wild, and the 1994 Hong Kong Film Critics Society Award, Ashes of Time, for Best Actor. He had also won the 1994 Japan Film Critics Society Award for Best Actor for his performance in Farewell, My Concubine, and 10 other Best Actor nominations, 5 Golden Horse Awards, 3 Cannes Film Festival Awards, an Asia-Pacific Film Festival Award, and a Venice Film Festival Award. Chung's music and films not only captured fans in Hong Kong, but also other Asian areas, including Taiwan, Singapore, Malaysia, mainland China, Japan, and South Korea. He is the first foreign artist to hold 16 concerts in Japan, a record that has yet to be broken, and also a record holder as the best-selling C-pop artist in Korea. Chung was ranked in the 100 Years of Chinese Cinema. In 2010, he was voted the third most iconic musician of all time after Michael Jackson and the Beatles. CNN considered Chung as the most beautiful man from Hong Kong cinema and one of Asia's 25 greatest actors of all time. Chung was diagnosed with depression and committed suicide on April 1st, 2003 by jumping off the 24th floor of the Mandarin Oriental Hotel in Hong Kong. Here's me and Leslie in a scene together. It still brings me to tears. It always will. End of chapter.